And good morning to everyone. It is time for our Peace Harbor COVID-19 checkup. Joining me this morning, Dr. Willie Foster, emergency room director at the Peace Harbor Hospital, and Dr. Heather MacArthur. She's a hospitalist, but she also has a new title. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start off first, Dr. MacArthur. Let's start off with your new responsibilities at the hospital. I understand that you are kind of changing directions here.
Sure. So I'm actually both an emergency doctor and a hospitalist and have been doing so here for several years. And I'm excited to take a new responsibility as medical director for the campus from Dr. Ron Shear, who's been here for 20 years and will be retiring at the end of May. And so he and I are in transition and obviously not be able to fill his amazing job he's done, but we'll be trying to step up to those shoes.
Well, and I'm sure he'll be happy to get his motorcycle out and do some riding during the next during this summer. So that'll probably be good for him. Let's talk about what's going on at the hospital. I understand we talked when I talked with Jason Hawkins last time. He said the rapid testing, they were getting ready to gear that up, but they hadn't actually gotten any kits in. I understand we're a go on that now. Is that right, Dr. Foster?
Yes, we are doing rapid testing on a selected basis, and I'm going to let Dr. MacArthur kind of explain the details as she's kind of headlined that whole thing, getting it up and running.
Sure. So we've been doing rapid testing on anyone who is admitted to the hospital, who basically don't strongly suspect that they're someone that may be infected with COVID. There's two kinds of testing. There's a rapid test, comes back in about 15 to 20 minutes, and then there's a test that's a PCR that takes a little bit longer, about 24 to 48 hours. The rapid test is really good at telling us if someone does not have the infection, and so it's a great screening test for those people who were thinking, oh, they have maybe an appendicitis or kind of just this hip fracture that we just need to get them to the operating room as fast as we can to get it fixed. And we don't think that they have this infection. And we've been implementing that for about almost 2 weeks now. It's been going fantastic. It's implemented throughout in Alaska, Washington, and Oregon. And here in Florence, we've used it more than 50 times now as of today. It's been really a wonderful way to make sure that the hospital is safe. Every patient that we bring in to the hospital has been able to be tested, clear to know that they don't have COVID. If we were to test positive, we would put them in a special containment area to protect the other patients from them. If we suspect that they do have COVID infection and believe that, then we're actually sending them over to our sister hospital in Eugene, where they have the special area to keep the patients who we think do have the infection and have that special equipment already up to help take care of them and give them even more attention and absolutely sure that's the kind of infection that they have. It helped us to make sure that the hospital is safer and be able to screen everyone who comes in to be admitted.
So is the quick test a swab test? Is that how that one works?
They're both, yes, it's still a swab test, and but then it goes and gets analyzed very quickly.
Are there a certain amount of kits that each hospital is allocated, or is that just get a package and you have that for the duration?
No, we are allocated a certain amount every week, and an allocation that Peace Health has been able to secure, and then that comes weekly to us to keep us with a sufficient enough, we hope, to be able to continue with this process. Peace Health has been very aggressive about trying to expand those testing capabilities and trying to get those testing materials to keep us able to provide this service for the patients.
Now, Dr. Foster, when people are coming in, I know that with staff, you're temp testing everyone every day. Are you doing the same in a triage form with patients that are incoming or might be admitted?
Well, everybody that's being admitted to the hospital typically is coming through the emergency department for the most part, and they're getting a full workup. Of course, the temperature is taken and, you know, we're screening them. There's not really any truly elective stuff being done yet in the hospital. So everybody is being triaged and worked up before they are admitted. And as Dr. MacArthur said, anybody admitted to the hospital does get a rapid COVID test. And to date, we have had no COVID patients in our hospital.
Mm-hmm. And anyone who is coming to clinic or to come, say, for an outpatient procedure, such as perhaps they're coming to radiology, to our outpatient infusion center, those patients are all screened with a series of questions about the possibility of infection. Their temperature is checked and they're masked at the door, so that we're trying to prevent any kind of infection coming in the door of the clinics and the hospital.
Now, aside from, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic, has the emergency department been steady at all during this time, or have you seen things slow down with the fact that people are more staying home, maybe not as much traffic on the road? Has it slowed, or is it pretty much steady?
For the last month, I would say that our emergency department volume has been about a half to two-thirds of normal. So we have certainly seen a decline. And, you know, part of that is people just staying home. And we want to make it clear that if people need to come to the emergency department, we are open and it is a safe place to come. We are concerned that some people have been afraid to come to the hospital or emergency department. And when they have presented, they have been sicker than they would have been if they came a few days or a week earlier. So if you think you need to come to the emergency department, we are open, we are safe, you will get excellent care, and that's where you need to be.
Well, I think the one thing that stands out and what people maybe need to realize is the fact that if you had a COVID-19 case, you couldn't mention it, but you did mention the fact that we have had none. So that is a good thing.
Absolutely.
So now things are going to start opening up. What is the process for getting things back running to a more normal level?
Well, there's several levels to that. One is certainly some from, you know, the state government about allowing elective procedures. But there are certain other procedures, operations, radiology studies that really aren't elective. They are necessary. It's just a question of how necessary. And so we're moving ahead with trying to get some of those studies done and some of those operations done that are kind of in between emergency and elective that we have put on hold.
Would that be like colonoscopies and things like that, or is that different?
For example, a diagnostic colonoscopy where someone is having symptoms and there is a concern for a cancer or a bleeding issue that is affecting their health, we delayed it because of the need for possibly beds to treat COVID patients. We haven't had the need for those beds here, so we would like to start helping those patients without causing further harm to those patients whose health might decline if we don't start to help them. So in order to do that, we are going to be implementing a testing process to be able to screen them for COVID to make sure that they're safe and that our staff are kept safe as we are able to bring them back in the hospital to do those procedures that are needed.
Now, Dr. Foster, do you see this happening in the next week or so, things opening up?
Well, yes. The surgery clinic has already opened up this week. The ortho clinic will be opening up soon as well on a limited basis. And both the orthopedic surgeons and the general surgeons will start to be doing more cases than they have been, which for the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks now have really truly only been emergency cases. So we see both of these services starting to be more active as we open up, and also radiology being able to do more studies as well.
A funny story. I delivered a trampoline to one of the doctors at the hospital the other day, and he was putting up a new fence around his house and everything. He's had some time to do some of that stuff. Now, that's going to be pretty much all over come next week then.
Our physicians that have not been as active with their normal activities, you know, being in the operating room, have been doing, you know, other things at the hospital to help out, calling patients and stuff. But certainly things will be getting more back to normal over the next couple of weeks, though it could be much longer than that until we are back to normal. And that normal is not going to be what it was a month ago. It will be different.
And I think this is going to be a new normal for a while. We're going to have a new testing process, going to be having to check for COVID and making sure that we keep the hospital safe, we keep the patient safe. There's some changes as far as being able to allow visitors in and not being able to have visitors that we would normally have, and trying to be able to work with families to support them through this process as we have to change in order to protect everyone from the risk of this virus as it continues to be a challenge for us.
But Dr. Foster, as you said, you want people to realize that the hospital is a safe place so that if they're dealing with something that's important, they can come and get looked at.
Exactly. The hospital and the clinic are safe. We have our screening, masking, testing, extra cleaning. All these things, when put together, make the hospital a safe place to come if you have a condition. If you have any concerns, you know, contact your provider. Give them a call, give them a text message, and they can help direct you as would it be best for you to go to the hospital, the clinic, do a call-in, do a video chat. There's many different options, and the primary care providers that hopefully are all working hard, and they are, can answer many of these questions and direct patients as to what is the best place to address their needs.
Dr. William Foster, Dr. Heather MacArthur, thank you so much for joining me this morning, giving us an update. And Dr. MacArthur, congratulations on your new position. And you both stay safe and keep doing the great work out there.
You too, George. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's our COVID-19 checkup for this Tuesday morning.